Look through the window of the original Joe's on North Beach and you'll see two guys at the counter talking ball. Time for you to listen in to their conversation. Marty Lurie and the SF Chronicle's Bruce Jenkins are looking through the window of baseball. Sponsored by Original Joe's of North Beach and Westlake on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
All right, it is Zach Greinke on the hill tonight. 195 major league wins. He's struck out over 2,500 players in his career here. He's had quite a career. 432nd major league start. He goes against Drew Pomerantz, and it is Diamondbacks and Giants tonight. Bruce Jenkins, how are you today?
Good, Marty. How's it going?
Very good. What did you think? Baseball in London. What did you think?
I've got it taped. I haven't watched it yet. I heard it was 90 to 88 after one. sounded pretty crazy. Like, no, this is American baseball. But, I think it's great. Football is a joke anywhere but here because it's not going to be adopted by people. They're not going to have their kids putting on helmets and crashing into each other. But baseball is a game that, you know, you can take up in your backyard with just throwing balls against a wall or get up a couple of people out and hit some flies. And I did see a report, you know, some British adults and kids saying how much they like the game. And, it increases the global presence. So I'm not sure. I don't even know what was it, 17-13 final?
That was the final. They were two runs shy of setting the all-time record in a game for Red Sox Yankees.
That's a little extreme. But, I mean, better that than a pitcher's duel, if you're going to, lure in a international audience. Probably a shorter game time would help, but hell, cricket matches last, years.
Well, that's it. They liked it. They said, that's it? Come on.
Yeah.
We have to go home now?
Yeah.
So they scored 17 runs, the Yankees did. That's as many runs as the football Giants scored when they played in London. So we got that going on as well. But, look, baseball wants to be in Europe. This is his whole deal. I guess Amsterdam is next, or Paris, and apparently next. But next year, Cubs and Cardinals play in London again.
Yeah, Marty, I'll give you Max Kepler. Yeah. Max Kepler, who's having a tremendous season with the Twins, was born in Berlin. His parents were famous ballet dancers, and he grew up in Berlin looking into soccer and tennis, but somehow came across a kind of a ramshackle baseball academy and took up the sport. And next thing he knew, he outgrew anything he could find in Europe, and now he's just starring for the Twins. So, I mean, these are the kinds of things that can happen with baseball. It would never happen in football.
Yeah, there was a story today on ESPN or MLB, I forget where I saw it. There's a female. Melissa Mayo.
She's a shortstop,
right? Did you see that?
Yeah, it did.
And she's a great baseball player, and she's from France, and she ended up going to Miami-Dade Junior College as a softball player because she couldn't play baseball there, and she just got a softball scholarship to Louisiana Lafayette. But mm-hmm. She wants to be a baseball player, and I'll tell you, Bruce, and Adam just said it, you watch a video of her, she looks like a little second baseman. She looks like she can play.
Yeah, well, I think that day is coming. I think it'd probably be hard for just a single woman to try to break into that world, and she'd have to be awfully good. It'd be nice to see like a half dozen come in and really shake things up. But in any case, there's no doubt. I mean, watching that College World Series at softball, I saw so many women with phenomenal talent. Great arms, great hustle, great bat speed, and the whole thing. So I think it's coming. Probably not tomorrow, but sometime in the future.
Well, as Adam's going to jump in here, but as we talk about expanding around the world, you're going to get players who are different kinds of players, and you're going to end up having a woman in the game. I see it coming.
Seems like it's the one sport, not the one, but it may be the sport that it could be easiest in. You got guys like Altuve, and you've got guys like Judge, guys on opposite ends of the spectrum, that flamethrowers and soft tossers. It seems like maybe the one sport it could happen in.
Yeah, there's no doubt. The talent is there. Again, if anybody watched that College World Series, you saw some amazing things. I mean, that's the talent level in that sport has really, really blossomed. It's better every year, as it should be. And so, yeah, we'll see how that goes.
All right, let's look at the other side of baseball, the Mets.
The untalented part of baseball. Is that what we're getting?
Mickey Callaway and the Mets and Vargas and how about that? How about the saga of the New York Mets that just keeps going on?
Yeah, it really is a mess. And when stuff like that happens in New York, you just get bombarded, and everything just piles on top of itself. And I'm sure Callaway's wondering how many he's got to rattle off like 18 wins in a row to keep his job. And yeah, Vargas, he sounds like a real piece of work. It's a toxic mix. And I mean, I guess no one person is at fault. I mean, the writer, you know, I guess, I don't know, I don't think he was trying to be a wise ass, but Callaway was really on edge, and so was Vargas. And you know, I've been in that Mets locker room so many times when they're going bad, and now here comes the press, and it can get really ugly in there, as only it can in New York.
I don't want to spend tons of time on it. It was about a week ago this thing happened, but the fallout is still kind of happening day to day. I know Marty mentioned this on Sunday in his postgame, but it seems like that was not all that outlandish, what Mickey Callaway said to the guy, relative to what managers in the past have done to the media or to guys in the clubhouse.
Yeah, well, didn't he call him an MF?
Yeah.
Yeah, he called him that. But, yeah. Hey, remember Braven Dyer? Remember?
Yeah.
Remember, didn't someone dump
a... Bill Belinsky?
Yeah, dumped a bucket of water on his head or something, or got him to his room at midnight and then punched him out or something like that.
Did Dion do that to McCarver on television? I mean...
Yeah, my friend Steve Fainter, who got into it with Jim Rice when he was covering the Red Sox, And it got pretty nasty, and Jim Rice like grabbed his shirt and ripped it open. And said Fainter walked out of there with a big tear in his shirt, but he was ready to go. He's a very tough customer. He's done a bunch of tours of Iraq and won a Pulitzer for tours over there. So, and the late Will McDonough was tough too. I think he actually punched a guy of the on the New England Patriots. Forget Clayton, a defensive back maybe. There's a little bit of history of scrapes, but
yeah,
you know.
Well, this one didn't seem like anything really.
Well, no, it really was. It wasn't a fight. Although it sounded like Vargas wanted a piece of yeah. of the writer.
Well,
but yeah, just you know, ridiculous.
Well, Barry Bloom wrote about his experiences with Dick Williams.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you went in there and asked, you must have gone through this with Billy Martin, I guess.
Oh, hell yeah. I remember getting
a bad question, like Bill, you know, Dick Williams would throw you out.
Yeah, well, Billy Martin called me in one day because I had written something about the team was falling apart in 1982, and it was clear that he'd lost the team and players were being quoted off the record, and I finally felt like it was time to write a story, and Billy hated off the record. He goes, who are these guys? Who, what do you mean a source off the record? Speak up, you know, you cowards. But he called me in and just reamed me out for 10 minutes. I mean, it was savage. I've never heard such a torrent of obscenities, and sitting there thinking, he's going to throw a punch at me? And, most of the people who've covered Billy went through that at some point. So that's covering Billy kind of, that sort of sets the standard for how difficult it can be, and after that, it's kind of smooth sailing.
Can hardly imagine having to go toe-to-toe with yeah. Billy Martin over an article.
But the next day, we were fine. It's just like he got it out, and I let him hammer me, and that helped things.
Hey, Bruce, we're about 2 weeks in now to the Alex Dickerson era in San Francisco. I think fans are enjoying it in a season that's a down year. We're looking for some fun. He's been a blast to have, I think, in the lineup. He's got some power. He doesn't strike out a whole lot. This may be the first Farhan like guy to come in and make a difference.
Yeah, it's great because it's not like, well, you know, he hit 230 last year in the minors or he struck out a million times. You know, he hasn't played in a couple of years, and before all that happened, the back surgery and the TJ surgery, you know, he was showing some flashes of being a big league hitter. And you know, God bless him, he waited out all that stuff and rehabbed himself, and he totally looks like a hitter. He hits the high pitch, the low pitch, the curveball, the fastball. His power is, I mean, sensational. That home run last night was, he had Kruko and Kuiper kind of in disbelief. And it's a strong possibility. You hate to get too excited about a guy who's, you know, coming from this far back, but man, he looks ready.
Well, 35-46, it is 81 games down. How do you evaluate the Giants? Just in the season that's happened, where Bochy is kind of, he's sort of having fun now, and then maybe where they're going in the second half.
Well, it's hard to say how much transition there will be at the trading deadline. I think Bumgarner and Will Smith are pretty much certain to be gone, and that hurts the club quite a bit. I hate to see Sandoval thrown in there, but he's probably got some value. And so, you know, all of a sudden you're looking at a depleted group of big leaguers and some probably prospects coming in that won't even be with the team probably right away, maybe one or two. But, you know, I really think they're trying to figure out a move on way to move on from, you know, really the whole infield and Posey. I mean, they're seeing the writing on the wall there. The stands, the attendance is terrible. Looks like an A's game out there. And, you know, I think they're going to be pretty ruthless. I'm looking forward to big changes. I certainly don't. I hate to see Bumgarner go. I hate to see Sandoval go. I mean, Will Smith is completely lights out. I hate to see all of them go. You know, guys like Crawford and Belt, you know, I don't see them being traded, you know, next month. But they have to look past these guys because they're kind of in the twilight and they're certainly not producing at any kind of positive level. You know, Joey Bart raises the Buster Posey question, and I tell you, that hip surgery has taken its toll on him. He got some hits to the opposite field last night, but I've had people who are very familiar with hip surgery say that they can see this coming and that they fear for his longevity, you know, as a hitter, or as a catcher for that matter. So there's a lot of things going on that need to be fixed, and it's not going to all happen at once, but I don't see any kind of revival in the standings whatsoever. But I do see them bringing in young talent, you know, maybe Dickerson's for real, maybe Ramos is for real, Joey Bart, Luciano on the horizon. They got a bunch of young arms. You know, it doesn't take much to get people feeling good about the team again. It can't happen soon enough for me.
Boy, interesting part of baseball right now. Brendan McKay. Did you see this today, Bruce?
Yeah. I didn't see what he did. Did he pitch today?
Come on, six perfect innings.
Oh, my God.
Into the sixth inning, a perfect game against Texas, and he ended up being a winner. And, of course, he didn't hit today, but you got Ohtani, as Adam pointed out, just to Joe Sheehan a while ago. You got McKay. You got Hunter Green, part of the Reds.
Lorenzen is out there.
Lorenzen,
yeah.
Boy, yeah, Cal had a guy last year who got drafted. He's in the minors now, a guy who played outfield and pitch. His name escapes me right now. But, yeah, I love it. I mean, I'd hate to think that Ohtani would carry that by himself. And I've been reading about McKay since he was in college because he was a really good hitter and a really good pitcher. And he still is, apparently. And Tampa Bay... Tampa Bay, right?
Yeah.
Tampa. Yeah, they're just, you know, innovative enough to give him as many chances as he can. Now, obviously, he's, you know, with the DH, that makes it hard. Maybe he plays first base one day. We'll see how well he can hit big pitching. But I would love to see a half dozen guys in the bigs who do both. I think it'd be fun.
I think we're headed there. I think you mentioned college baseball and the College World Series, and you see this in amateur baseball all the time where guys are great shortstops and great pitchers and great first baseman and third baseman in center field. Mark Canha is even sort of the modern day utility player. You can play center, left, first base. He's all over the place, but I think we're going to get to this more where you're going to have guys with good arms who can throw a couple of innings for you.
Yeah, because, you know, we all followed youth baseball, and the guy on the mound, you know, a lot of time is like the best hitter on the team too.
Right.
One of the best athletes in the school maybe. And, you know, he's hitting, he's pitching, he's hitting the slam and throwing a two-hitter. And next thing you know, the DH comes into play and he loses sight of his hitting. And it's just really a shame. I mean, there's a lot of guys who could still be, you know, just raking. And you have to appreciate a guy like Bumgarner or Greinke or Scherzer, who even with not hitting all that much, they still can get up there and help their cause. It's pretty solid hitters.
Well, it's fun like when we see Pablo pitch, but Russell Martin threw the other day for the Dodgers in a blowout game. I mean, was that a huge blowout? He threw 90 miles an hour, and he had a strikeout. 90 for a catcher.
Yeah, you start him, then you bring in Pablo with the lazy breaking ball.
Hey,
believe
me.
Now you're in the fifth.
It's coming. You know, with a 15-man pitching staff, it's coming.
Seriously, it
believe
is.
Me.
It's on its way.
It'll be here. All I want to do is hit in Colorado. Just let me hit in Colorado. 22 and a half runs a game. That's what they're at.
Yeah, I taped those games. The announcers were saying, the Dodger announcers, Oral Hershiser and Joe Davis, were saying, you know, of all the games we've seen here, especially Oral, I've never seen the ball leave the yard like this. Just up, fly ball to right. Looks like it's got a little carry. Oh, boy, that thing. Oh, well, that's out of here. It's 20 rows deep. You know, just night after night, all over the bigs, but especially there. And boy, they didn't. They took advantage of it, didn't they? The scores were like Yanks Boston today, almost.
Ridiculous. Well, whatever. That's the lens that we have to watch baseball today. You're down 7-1 in the fourth inning. It's not over.
You're in it.
You got them right where you want them.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the difference of baseball today. Boy,
yeah.
Great. One last thing. We do have Greinke tonight, Bruce, and not a Hall of Famer. Could end his career maybe with 215, 220 if things go well for him. A lot of strikeouts. He's going to be close to 3,000. Good hitting pitcher. One of the all-time goods.
One of the all-time goods.
Right? I guess.
I like that. It's a new term.
Yeah.
He's damn good. One of the all-time damn goods.
Yeah, okay.
I've always enjoyed him. He's kind of an iconoclast, you know, a little bit of social anxiety disorder, and really doesn't like people. He's thrown all people into sort of one big category. although he will, you know, work with his teammates when he has to, of course, and I'm sure he has his moments where he's pretty good company. But really fascinating guy, and you know, I don't think he's ever had a serious arm problem. He always talked about having trouble in the spring when his arm kind of went dead, but that a lot of pitchers have talked about that. Next thing you know, he's out there just dealing. And I think he's really fun to watch. And, again, he's one of those guys who can really hit. He homered off Kershaw the other night. He's a serious hitter. I love guys who are a little bit different and get it done, and he's definitely one of them. Probably not the Hall of Fame, but that doesn't mean, you know, he didn't have a great career.
He had an all-time good career.
Yeah.
A damn good career is what Bruce
yeah,
said.
Yeah, damn good.
All right.
Hey, Bruce, we didn't mention yet Hunter Pence headed to the All-Star game. He wins the second vote. I'm sure a lot of San Franciscans or Giants fans had a lot to do with that. Just your thoughts on his comeback season.
Well, once he started getting in the lineup, I started taping the Rangers games and just sort of fast-forward to watching him hit. And, I mean, he's earned this All-Star game start. He's absolutely raking. He's dead pulling. He's homering. He still looks a lot like he did, you know, lunging for low and away pitches and tapping ground balls and everything. But he's making a lot of hard contact, and he's made a huge difference on that team. I think Woodward, the manager, said, you know, this guy has made such a difference just in the attitude of the team, and the younger guys looking at this guy, just the phenomenal optimism that he exudes. And play the right way, live the right way. You know, he's such an admirable individual, and his numbers suggest that. You know, I mean, it's no fluke that he beat out J.D. Martinez, and I guess I don't know if Encarnacion was in an argument. Maybe he was at first base, but I just think it's great. I think it's great for the league, great for baseball, and you know, the Giants. There's no regrets there. I mean, he pretty much played his way out of here. Just in performance. It wasn't happening. And even those of us who really love Pence had to acknowledge that. But, man, what a comeback. It's just a great thing.
What a great story. A great story.
Yeah.
Listen, I have a lot of old blank VHS tapes for you if you need them.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm Mr. VHS, I'll tell you that much. I'll cue up the 8-track and we can put on some Stone Ground.
Right. And we'll watch a little bit of Oscar Gamble. How about that?
I got a whale oil lamp for you, Bruce, too. Yeah.
I'm sad to say I do have hundreds of VHS tapes of my sports collection.
I believe it. I hear it every weekend. I'm impressed. I really am.
Yeah, I've got it all on DVD, and just when you do that, then DVD becomes obsolete. So I don't know what to do now.
What are they doing to us? I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, have a great evening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
All right,
thanks,
guys.
Bruce.
Thanks a million.
All right. That is the great Bruce Jenkins.